Rabbanin, the one that argues on Rabbi Gamliel now Mishnah, Rabbanin Sarvei Neshit, there is Yezika. They hold Yezika. So Rashi learns it's not really a question here. It doesn't have to follow, like the Gemara is going to say. Could be they both hold Yezika. But the Gemara's time means to ask, like Lechur, you could say that the Machlokes from Gamliel and Rabbanin have to do with Yezika. So maybe the Rabbanin hold Yezika. We need to ask the questions like this. The Kotani Sefer, the end of our Mishnah, said like this. The same case applies b'shnei yevomin v'yevom achas. In the case where your brother only had one wife, and he died, and there are two brothers alive right now. So we say the same case, that they both could give a get and a get, and then you have to give chalitza to one, the chalitza of the one frees the other one. All you have to do is just give chalitza to one, that chalitza helps for the second one. So the chura leima tiyevet yufta the rabba bar baruna. If so, from our rabbanin should be a kasha to the din we had once before from rabba bar baruna. The yama rav, the yama rabba bar baruna marav, because rabba bar baruna said over the name of rav that chalitza psula tzricha lachzer akol achin. In the case here also we have one yivama, but there are two brothers, and in a case where one brother gave a get first. So now the chalitza he gives is called the chalitza psula, because the chalitza he can't, if he wanted to, he couldn't make yibam anymore. Since he made a get first, he's also to be miyabim her. So the chalitza he gives sir, is called the chalitza psula. And our Mishnah says, according to Rabbanan, all you have to do is just give one chalitza. So the chalitza that one gives helps the free for the other brother. That's not like Rabbi Bar Avuna. Rabbi Bar Avuna says in the case where there are two brothers, and one brother gives the chalitza, but since that chalitza is called the chalitza psula, which means that if at the time when the brother gave chalitza, if he wanted to make yibum, he was not able to, like over here, since he first gave a get, midirabbanan get helps that you can't make yibum anymore. You can only make chalitza, so the chalitza that he gives is called the chalitza psula. So how come our Mishnah says the one chalitza helps for both of them? So Gemara answers, Oh, Maloch, Rabba Bar Avuna. Rabba Bar Avuna himself is going to have to answer and say like this, that no, Bein le Rabbi Gamliel, Bein le Rabbonin, Savri ain't Zika. I tell you now, Mishnah, it's not totally the Machlegas whether Yei Zika or ain't Zika. Both of them can hold the sheet that really is ain't Zika. The Rabbonin hold also ain't Zika. Therefore, Sanakash and Rabba Bar Avuna. When does he say if one gives chalitza, it only helps for the second brother? When it's a chalitza ksheirom, that's if you hold yezika. If you hold yezika, there's something very strong here, so you need a good chalitza to take it off. But if you hold that yeshita ain zika, so what's there is not so strong, even a less chalitza, chalitza psula, can take it off for both brothers. Therefore, it's no kasha on Rabba Bar Avuna. It's worse like this. For Ocha, like if so, if both Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbanan both hold Ein Zika, what's the machlokes? For Ocha, v'get acha get, or maima racha maima kenef l'get, like we had before, Stam. It's the machlokes when you have either your brother or two wives, or else there are two brothers alive now, and one brother makes a get first, and the second one makes the get. Or when you make a mimer on one and a mimer on the second one. That's the machlokes. So Gamliel holds, ain't get acha get, ain't mimer acha mimer. Like we had before, that whatever's kind is kind of completely, the second one can't be kind of. And the Rabbanan say no, yesh mimer acha mimer. If you make a mimer with one, then a mimer with the second one, it's like you kind of both of them. And then after me, there is, you also to both kreivos, you can't marry either one of the relatives. Omama, before we have like this, also maime bezu, or maime bezu, in a case where your brother had two wives and he died, and there's one brother alive now, so this brother first made maime with one, and then he made maime with the second one. So Rabbi Gamliel says, what's the Eitzer? Eitzer is, noisen get l'rishayna, you have to give a get to the first one, v'chalitzlo, and you have to give a chalitza. But the second maimer taka means nothing according to Rabbi Gamliel. Ein maimer, racha maimer. But the first one that he gave maimer to, what you have to do now is, midrabbanan, the maimer was kindish, she's like your wife, so you have to give her a get to take away that maimer. And also, v'chilis lo, you have to give a chalitza. Now when you give the chalitza, or even after the maimer, for yasa the krevoisel, she was your wife, midrabonin, so you're also with a krevois, or like any chalitza, time you give the chalitza, you're also to a krevois. Or mota the krevois shniya. But with the second one, even though you gave her maimer, that's from Gamliel Shita, ain't maimer acha maimer, the second maimer means nothing, so it's like you made no kinyan at all in her, therefore you mutter to marry, therefore you mutter to a krevois. You mutter the krevois shniya. That's what we had before. So now the Gemara asked the kash, like we asked before, the Rashi spoke out, michti, let's see now. Kisava Rabbi Gamliel, what's from Gamliel Shita, ain't maimer acha maimer. When you give one maimer, then you give maimer to the second one, it means nothing. The second maimer is not kerna. Whatever the first one is kerna, it was kerna completely. There's nothing left for the second one to be kerna. So therefore, you're not also to the krevus for the second one. So it comes out now that all you made maimer really was with the first one. So the question is, if so, rishayna namit tisyavim. How come you says you have to give her a get and give a chalitza? Why can't you be miyavim? That's the loch of the ma, when you make maimer with the yavama, then avad, you're allowed to be miyabma. Here also, you made maimer with the first one. Even though you made maimer with the second one, that's nothing though, the second maimer. So all you're left with is just the maimer in the first one. So if so, why can't you be miyabma? So Gemara says, what you have to say is, it's a gzera, dilma, osil, yavume, lishniya. We're afraid, since you made maimer with both of them, if we're going to tell you you're allowed to be miyabim the first one, people are going to think, just like you could be miyabim the first one, even though you gave a maimer, who I didn't, you could be miyabim the second one also. So therefore here it's exerim of the Rabbanan, that since you started up really with both of them, even though the second maimer is not kaina, but lamaisi, you made maimer with both of them, people will know and people will think that after you made maimer, you could make beer with both of them, so therefore in that exeria, you can't be miyabim either one of them. Therefore, even the first one, you have to give her a get, and then you have to give the chalitza. Another Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said that Rabbi Gamliel, the Shita of Gamliel now Mishnah, Ube Shammai, Shita is Be Shammai, for Rabbi Shimon Shita, Ube Nazai, his Shita, for Rabbi Nechemya, and Nechemya Shita, Kula Svirulu, all these man Yemim hold that Maimer Koine Kinyin Gomer, that Maimer is Koine Kinyin Gomer. Doesn't have to mean mamish. Mamish kinigomer, Rashi says, legomer mamish, and lekinin choshev. They all agree that maimer does something. Because according to the Gamliel, that maimer is kain is not really your wife midiraisa. It's only kinin midirabonin. It's only beishamai shita that maimer is kain midiraisa. But according to what it means is, all these mandiyim hold that the first maimer is called a good kinin. It's called a kinin gomer, it's called a kinin choshev. The Rashi says, the Gamliel, hodi amorin. Rabbi Gamliel, that's what we said. That what he says, Taket Rashi, ain't maimer acha maimer. If you give the first one maimer, then you give the second one maimer, it means nothing. Why? Alma, you see, choshev kama lenikne kol koyach maimer. When you gave maimer to the first one, you kind of completely like as much power as there is for maimer to be kind of, the first one was kind of all of it. So therefore, there's nothing left over for the second one. Therefore, the second one has no din maimer. So you see, the first maimer, there is a Kenyan maimer. That's from the Gamliel Shita. Beishamai, where do we know Beishamai Shita does not? We also learned before, in the case of, Tzimur Vait also, Shloi Shachim, case we have three brothers. Shinayin Mehen Nesuyin Shtel Eshtechois. Two of the brothers were married to sisters. V'yechad Mufna. One wasn't married yet. Now, Meis Echad Nibali Achois. One of the two brothers that were married to two sisters, one of them died. So now, when he died, his wife doesn't fall to one brother, because it's his wife's sister. But she only falls to the second brother, to the Mufna. The one that's not married, that wife, that sister falls to him. Now, the Yosuba Mufna Maimer. What happened, let's say, is the Mufna, the one that wasn't married yet, made Maimer with his brother's wife, the Yivama. He didn't make Yivam yet, he only made Maimer. And now the second brother dies. So really it depends, really now two sisters are fallen to the third brother, that the din should be, he should be also with both of them. The Rachoy Sukukosla, it should be also with both of them. The Shammai says, the Shammai Yomim, no, Ishto Yimoy. The Shammai Yol's Maimer is called the Kenyan Gomer. The Shammai Shitri, she's Mama, she's wife, Midiraisa. So therefore, when you made maimer with the first sister, that's your wife. That's called Ishti Imai. V'yalazu, now when your second brother dies, the second sister, Teitzei Mishum Achais Isha, she does not fall to Yibim to you. She goes out free because she's called an Ever, she's called your wife's sister. So according to Beshama Yod's Mimerous Kainer Kinyan Gomer, that's Beshama Shita. Beshama is come out the only one that says clearly the Shita that Mimerous Kainer Medirais, that's Mamish called the Kinyan Gomer. Rabbi Shimon, where's Rabbi Shimon Shita? The Tanya, we learned like this. Omalu Rabbi Shimon Chachomim. Rabbi Shimon said to Chachomim, I Biyas Rishon Biya, Biyas Shniyein Biya. The case over there is, well, let's say you had brothers. Rashi says, The Yavim, one of the brothers was only 9 years old. So now the first brother died. He was an older brother. He had a wife. And he died. So his wife was Yavim. And all he had was just two brothers. Now, one is only 9 years old. So, Habu'al Yevimtoi. He was Boyal Yevama. For Chazar of Bo'ochav, Ben Tisha Shen of Yemechad Oleo. And then his second brother, like that were twins. Two twin brothers, both of them were only 9 years old. The second one lived with her. Allah is Psula Al Yodai. The second one passes her. Why? The B.S. Ben Tisha Shnayim Kemayim Eshavu Rabbanin. At Midiraisa, you have to be a Godel to be Koina. A Biyah of a Ben Tisha does not make Yibum. Midrabbanim, though, it's like Maimer. Just like the Rabbanim said, Maimer is a king of Midrabbanim, here also, if a kid is only 9 years old, Yivama, and he's Miyavim, his Yivama, if the Yavim is 9 years old, and he lives with the Yivama, it's Midrabbanim a Kinyan. So therefore, both of them made these Kinyanim Midrabbanim. Ve'evilu Maimer, Racha Maimer, implies like you made two Maimers here. U'magadesh Estaf L'Shen, Yipost La'af Ala Rishon. But the Rabbanan, she's clinging to both of them, and now she can't live with either one of them. Ki Rabbanan, the Yamr Yeshmaim Racha Maimer. Like our Rabbanan Shiti and our Mishnah's old is a Maim Racha Maimer. That's what the Rabbanan said over there. And now this, Rabbi Shimon answers back and says, the Al Gemara says, Omalu Rabbi Shimon Chomim, in Biyas Rishon Biya is Biya Shen Yen Biya. Amonashach. If you hold the Biya from a Bentes, makes his Kinyan of Midi Rabbanan like a Maimer, so that's it. In other words, the yod, the first mimer is kaina, the second one means nothing. In biyas rishon ain't a biya, is biya shni anami ain't a biya. If you want to say no, a biya spentes means nothing. It's not even like a kinyan mimer, so it means nothing. So you see, Rav Shimon says a monashach. If the first one is kaina, that's it. The second one's not kaina. So what do you see? For biyas bentesha, the kemaina shavu rabbonin. Mid year, right? So if the kid, the yavim is only 9 years old, it means nothing. It's only Kinyan with the Rabbanan. It's like Maim with the Rabbanan. Hukama, still it says, Rabbi Shimon said, Eina Biyah. The second Biyah, the second Maimer means nothing. Because Rabbi Shimon also holds the Svara, that the first Maimer is a Kinyan, and that's it. Ein Maimer Acha Maimer, here also, Biyah Ben Tisha is like a Maimer, Ein Biyah Acha Biyah. Then as they with why we're Ben Azza Shittu is the Tani, we learn like this. Then Azza Yemen Ben Azza says, Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer. There is a Maimer after another Maimer. When? Bishnei Yevomin V'Yevom Achas. Only in the case where your brother died, had one wife, but there are two brothers alive now. So the two separate brothers, each brother can make his own Maimer with her, and each brother is also to a Krovis. Of V'Yein Maimer Acha Maimer Bishnei Yevomis V'Yevom Echad. That's when Azashit. It makes a difference. But in the case where your brother had two wives, and he died, and there's only one brother alive now, so there's one brother, if he makes maimer with one, that's it. Ain't maimer acha maimer. If he makes maimer with the second one, it means nothing, you're not also to a krovis. So it's the also, but as they hold, in this case at least, that the first maimer is kerna completely, and the second maimer does nothing. So also, you see such a swirl like that, that maimer is kerna. Vaita Reb Nechemya, Reb Nechemya Shittur is the Tanam, we learn like this. Rabbi Nechemya says, Achas Bila V'Yachas Chalitza. Whether you make Bia with Yevama, whether you give Chalitza. Bein B'tchila, Bein B'yemsa, Bein B'saif. Whether you made the Bia first, or you made it in the middle, or you made it at the end. The klal is, Ein Achre Klum. Nothing happens afterwards. That's from Nechemya Shita. Now, he says, even when the bi is biemtza, that means, let's say, first you gave a get to Yivama, and then you made bi with the second one. That's called the bi of sula. Still he holds what? If you make maimer on the third one, it's not chal. There's nothing after bi. Now, mid rabbonin, a bi of sula is kemaimer shavu rabbonin. Mid rabbonin, both of them is like koina, but not completely. Mid rabbonin. Uktanin, so we learned here, ein achre klum, that after the bi psula, nothing happens. Rashi says, v'yah bi psula k'mayim eshav rabbanin, t'loy noflik renei beget, it doesn't help with get alone, t'chaboy no mechalit l'zikoslai. In other words, the bi'ah means you like a maimer, just like when you give maimer. You talk a kain hamid rabbanin, but still you have to give a chalitza. You have to give her a get and chalitza. The same thing when you make yibum bia, if it's a bia psula, it's not kind of completely to say you don't need chalitza, which midi right, so that's the way it is. But midi rabbanu, we say it's only like a maimer. To say what? That you have to give her a get, but you also have to give her a chalitza. So you have nechem yeshitra is that the bia psula is like a maimer, and still he holds, ein acha bia klum. And when you make bia with the second one, then the third one you make maimer means nothing. Why? Because the second one is like a maimer. You see, you also have all this svara that maimer is turning with kinyan gomer, afterwards you have nothing. So all these mandiyam hold the choshev is asked that maimer has a kinyan, and the second one doesn't help. Mashenke, the rabbanon of our mishnah, is not like that. They hold, yesh maimer acha maimer. Now we learn, ketzer osa maimer, where's the ketzer where we make maimer? So